Hello everyone, welcome to More Celebrity Facts with me, Alicia Lang. This week, I'm talking about Charlie Day. So here we go. Charles Packenham Day was born in New York City on February the 9th, 1976. His family lived in Riverdale neighborhood of Bronx. He spent most of his childhood in Middletown, Rhode Island. While still in college, Charlie was active in the training programs of Williamstown Theatre Festival every summer from 1977. Where he was a competitor of actors such as Jimmy Sampson, David Hornsby, Catherine Hahn, Justin Long, and Sterling K. Brown. In the early years of his career, Charlie often made comedy sketches and the absurd short films from his spare time with Jimmy Sampson, with whom he was living in New York City. And while several friends, including David Hornsby, Nate Mooney, Logan Marshall Green, and other actors, many of them who met through Williamstown Theatre Festival. In 2005, the first season of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia was released in FX television. In addition, executive producing of the writing of the show, Charlie stars as Charlie Kelly. In July 2011, Charlie starred in the New Line Cinema's Horrible Bosses with Jason Bateman, Jason Sudeikis, Kevin Spacey, Jennifer Aniston, Colin Farrell and Jamie Foxx. The film was a commercial success and Charlie's performance as Dennis Eberes was praised by critics. He later reprised the role in the sequel Horrible Bosses 2, released in November 2014. Charlie hosted the November 5th, 2011 episode of Saturday Night Live with Maroon 5 as musical guests. He was also the second cast member in Always Sunny in Philadelphia to host Saturday Night Live. In 2015, Charlie and Ice Cube were cast as the lead in First Fist Fight, a story about two teachers brawling convinced as Max Greenville. Later that year, Charlie played Ralph in a regular comedian and a close friend of Pritch Konigesk in I Love You Daddy, which was a directed by Louis C.K. In addition to Pacific Rim Uprising in 2018, Charlie was in Drew Pryor's film Hotel Artemis, where he played Apicudigo in The Arms Dealer. Charlie got his first film voice acting role in 2013. He played the character Art in the Pixar animated film Monsters University. Following this, he voiced Benny in The Lego Movie, which was in 2014, and a sequel in The Lego Movie 2, the second part, which was in 2019. In September 2021, Nintendo announced that Charlie Day would voice Luigi in the new Super Mario Bros. Movie, released on April 5th, 2023. Charlie would then reprise the role as Luigi in the 2026 film, the Super Mario Galaxy Movie. He also expressed interest to reprise the role in a Luigi's Mansion film. In 2018, Charlie began working on his future directorial debut, Fool's Paradise, starring Ken Jeon as himself, featuring Ray Liotta, Kate Beckinsale, Adrian Brody, and common Jason Sudeikis, Edie Falco and John McAvoy. Besides writing and producing, Charlie co-stars with a silent man from psychiatric hospital who accidentally finds his way into a celebrity with help of an improvising publicist before they lose it all. The film underwent several reshoots and was released on May the 12th, 2023. So now you know about Charlie Day. He's actually an awesome actor. Obviously, I know him the most in the Mario franchise. Like, and he played Luigi, which is actually my favorite Mario characters in the games. So how perfect is that? Yeah. So yeah. At the time I'm recording this podcast, actually, the film is set to release on April 1st, the Super Mario Galaxy movie. So make sure you get your tickets fast. Or if you're listening to this later on, hope you enjoyed the film, because I definitely did. Yeah, I do hope there will be a Luigi's Mansion film. I think Charlie Day is right. There should be one. So I'll be definitely watching that. Anyway, so join me next time as I talk even more celebrities. So stay tuned, everyone. Take care and bye for now.